Bald bin ich da.
Very soon I'll be there.
Dem Herrn wirklich von Herzen.
We are very grateful, indeed very grateful from our hearts to the Lord. It is a living faith, a living hope that God has placed in our hearts. And we don't only believe it because we want to believe it, but rather because God has promised it in His Word. Our Lord said that I'm going to prepare you a place, and I shall come again to take you to me. And the word from Matthew chapter 25, verse 10, those who were ready joined them, went in to the marriage celebration. The fellowship we have, it is just for the purpose, just for one purpose. They have one purpose. All the gathering and services we have is for one purpose, in order to be prepared for and bringing the Church of Christ, the Bride of Christ, to preparation. The bride that Christ bought, paid a high price for. We don't belong to ourselves, we belong to Him. He who bought us. We belong to Him, our complete life, entire life belongs to Him. And we thank the Lord for all the words and all the understanding that we have in the Scriptures that the Lord reveals and opens to us and gives us, brothers and sisters, the Bible. The people over the whole world, about 1 billion people, have the Bible on earth. But who has the word of the Lord been revealed to? A lot speak about salvation, but they go their own way. God has shown us the way. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We heard it in the introduction scripture. At the time of decision, when God does something special, then the heaven is also involved. Then God sends His angel out from heaven to Daniel, gives him the word and the revelation, the introduction into what is relating to the plan of salvation. Let's think about what happened at the beginning of the first covenant. The same angel that came to Zechariah, who came to Zechariah into the temple and gave the commandment to John the Baptist. The same angel comes 6 months later, comes to Maria, to Mary, and announces the birth of our Savior. And when the Savior was born, the whole heavenly beings, angels, came down. The heavenly choir sung over the floors of Bethlehem. And the message was, "For unto thee is born Christ Jesus, who is the Lord, in the city of David." The heaven is always involved in what God is doing and what God does. And God reveals His word. Let's go 2 steps forward. John was on the isle of Patmos, was sent out, and there God sent His angel in order that he could show his servant John what things are to come. What things are to come. Capital 1, chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Revelation chapter 1. And in Revelation chapter 22, I have sent my angel. But that's not only what we would like to have. We'd like to have more. When one cannot say that on 7th May 7th May 1946, that God did something mightily. It is God did something extraordinary, but in relation with the scriptures. And God did something mightily. And I'm not saying this to be arrogant, but I say this with a broken heart and with tears in my eyes. God had used us that we in this time to hear his word and to realize the difference between us and the other people, that which he is from him and that which he promised is what is happening amongst us today. And all the interpretations which are taking their course, but that in that we have the fulfillment of God's word. And only those who are born of God have the connection to God and hear the word of God, and all others hear something else, other things. But he who is born of God hears the word of God and receives it through the Holy Spirit out of grace, and out of grace gets it the word revealed. Maybe I should make this statement. Yesterday we stressed and emphasized that these two things go together. The forgiveness with God, the forgiveness by God and his blood, and his confirmation, God's confirmation to us through his Holy Spirit, that the word and the spirit will be in harmony for the purchased flock of God, of Christ. But we all know what's happening. I don't want to go heavily into this, but since 1946, when the council in Rome, 1965, ended, and through the Friday Mass, there was heavy accusation against the Jews. 1,600 years. It was 1965 that this action ceased. But it was 1964 that the charismatic movement started in Rome. Whether it was a coincidence, I don't know. But I preached in Rome, but with John McTurn, and he had a very wonderful fellowship. And in the same room, David Duplessis, the world famous man that Brother Branham mentioned several times. The brother of David Duplessis, Justin, was a translator of some of the sermons of Brother Branham in South Africa. He translated from English to Afrikaans. And this very man, he was the one who stretched out his hands in Vatican, and he spoke in tongues or acted in tongues, whatever it is. And see, now we have the Catholic Baptist, the Catholic Baptist Church, and we have the Baptist Church and the Pentecostal Church everywhere. And now we come to the main point. Have these churches And these free churches have they recognized their Lord as their Savior? Have they taken their forgiveness? Have they received their forgiveness, or have they simply in action and trying to just act? Yeah, in the spirit. And that's where Matthew 24, verse 24, if it were possible, then the elected would also have been received. If it were possible, then the elected would also be deceived in these our days. They would have been also deceived. But thanks be to God that those bought by the blood is purposed to see the glory of God.
Amen.
We have no participation of what man does, what they have in their programs, but rather, honestly, only on of what God has promised us. That's what we participate in. And what He does now, today. I'd like us to understand for Psalm
85,
Psalm 58. We have the description of the people who are bought, who are from birth go wrong and believe lies, and even their purpose to believe. Psalm 58 from verse 4, 5, and 6. Psalm 58. From verse 4, 5, and 6. The wicked, from verse 3, 4, and 5. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. He who speaks the truth is from God, and the word of God is the truth. He who speaks lies goes astray, as we just read. They go astray as soon as they be born. And it goes, we read further from verse 4. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear. One cannot speak to such people. They are so convinced of themselves and what they are doing that their ears are blocked, are stoppeth. Why did we read about the ear yesterday evening? The right ear. The right ear must be sprinkled with the blood. And it must be anointed in order to hear. And God does not distribute His secret in just pouring it out, but rather specially and carefully to those who have been bought and purchased by the blood. And let's just see it. When other people, what we believe according to the Scriptures, as the Scripture says, and the people who don't understand this, then this should not marvel us. They are described here in this scripture we just reading here. They're described here in the scripture. And he who reads from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8, he who reads from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8, that in their disobedience, they act contrary, for which they have been purposed for. Obedience is the most important thing. That in obedience, faith is joined to obedience. Let's, in order to clarify this point, let's read this precious word in John chapter 3, John's Gospel chapter 3. Let's read from John's Gospel chapter 3. John's Gospel chapter 3, verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. To this we can all say Amen. John's Gospel chapter 3 from verse 36. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. He that is not obedient to the Son shall not have life. God is giving us eternal life. It is because and out of obedience that we get into God. Once we turn to be a property out of God, we stop our own way, going following our own way, and it is we begin to follow God's way in faith and in obedience. Let's read it again. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that obeyeth not the Son, that's the German version. In the English version we say, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But in the German version we say, he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life. Unbelief has progressed, and we see disobedience being developed through the Old Testament. And we see that also shown in our days also until today. But obedience. Let's go back to Abraham. Abraham believed the promises of God that God gave him. And Abraham was obedient. Genesis chapter 22. He brought his son onto the altar. And he asked, and the son asked, Father, here is the altar. Where is the sacrifice? And Abraham answered, the Lord our God would provide. Amen. Amen. And suddenly he was the offer, the sacrifice. He, the son, was the sacrifice. But it was at that moment that God swore by himself. God swore by himself. God has put faith and obedience, respected faith and obedience, that at that point God gave the biggest promise he ever gave. When we go back to the New Testament, we read about Abraham. We read that he believed God, and it was credited unto him as righteousness. The belief, faith, led to obedience. And then God confirms his word and his promise. And we can today be children of the promise, people who experience both things, faith and obedience, and take God in obedience to God and his word. Let's read a couple of scriptures, but rather in reference to those who are born from the beginning and are born not to be in among the selected, the elected. They are not born to be part of the selected, the elected. God has foreseen that those foreknew and foreseen, those who would accept the word and those who would not, and could see and put those people who would accept their name, who would accept the word, could put their names in the book of life. Those who would accept the word and everything that the Lord has said and all that the Lord has promised. One group start right from birth, they go astray. They are purposed to believe the lie and go into perdition. Paul had a complete different with testimony in Galatians chapter 1. In Galatians chapter 1, he writes that he from the beginning, that he was purposed from birth, he was purposed to carry the word of God. Galatians chapter 1, It's wonderful thoughts that are being expressed here. Galatians chapter 1 from verse 15. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Verse 16 again, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. No, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. It is only after 14 years that Paul returned back on the basis of a revelation. He went back to Jerusalem. And that which he preached and thought, he presented that to them. And it was exactly 100% correct with that which the old apostles in the name of the Lord in the godly commission thought and preached and what they professed. And I wish that all those who are preachers who are carrying the word in the entire end time congregation, irrespective of how long and how many years they have been preaching, that they in spirit go back to Jerusalem to check again, to cross-check again that which they preach and teach, whether it is in harmony with that which the apostles and prophets preached and thought. By the prophet Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1, is the word similar. In Jeremiah chapter 1, before you were born, I chose you. I purposed you to be a prophet. Jeremiah chapter 1, before you were born, I purposed you. There are people on earth. And we belong to their people, to the such people, that we predestinated before time began to see God, to see the glory of God. And we heard yesterday evening that we separate ourselves or we distinguish ourselves from all others. And it's not our decision, but it's God who decided and purposed like that, intended it like that, that we in this time to be under the direct influence of the Word of God and under the direct influence of the Holy Spirit, that no foreign influence comes amongst us. And this is grace. For this to happen is grace. And also we have the precious words which we shall also look into. But please, don't forget this. Both belong together. The complete charismatic, the entire charismatic movement, they think that the Lord is with them. They prophesy and they have dreams. And every now and then they prophesy and prophesy. And dream, and every now and then comes their news is published. Some of their news comes from Berlin. Announcement of this prophetess, so and so. Yeah. Maybe the Lord spoke to them. Do nothing. But the Lord speaks through his word, and everywhere where the gift of the Spirit is, in truth, it is delivered in truth, and this is in harmony with the scriptures, with the word. We read James chapter 1. We just read James chapter 1. Let me read one verse from James. Then we continue. And then we continue today what we'll be looking to. Please don't forget this thought. Everything passes by God. But we thank God for what He's giving us, that we receive that in faith which He's giving us. And His Word establishes that in us. May His Word establish that in us for the purpose that which He sent the Word for. Here in James chapter 1, verse 18, a wonderful, mighty word which has been fulfilled with us, which has been fulfilled in us. First fruit of His creatures. Of His own will begat He us with the word of truth. And now comes the word of warning in verse 21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. And then we read about obedience following. That's what we read in verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. One can claim that verse 18 is part of us, but when the following verses are not part of us, that we laid apart all filthiness and we've been changed from the inner world, and we are dedicated to God and we are submissive to His will, then God has not done that which is written. Then God will not be able to do that which He purposed because of our disobedience. Then we have in verse, we read about the ear. When God said, "Hear, Israel, the Lord thy God is one God." There was not just a soft say, it was an imperative, it was a commandment. That God commanded Israel, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, listen to me, hear to what I'm saying, give me your ear, I will speak, I am your God, I am giving you commandments, instructions, that you, in order that I will be able to be with you on your way, on the way which you are to go." So, first we hear correctly, rightly, and then we believe, and then we become to be doers of the word. And then out of grace, we become doers of the word. Verse 23, we read further on, verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Have we realized out of the sermons, in the presence of God, everything is changed instantly. In His presence, we don't only make good decisions and say, "Oh Lord, if you weep with me, and if you will be with me sometime, I will make that and that and that." But rather, under the word under His word through the blood, the covenant of the blood that acts on us, that changes us, and we have the confirmation and we accept and follow that which is said in the word of God, and His will becomes our will. And when we don't receive that, at that very instant when we hear the word of God, then we risk going, we risk this happening to us, to say that the word was mighty. But we don't ask ourselves, what did this word do to us? What does the word of the Lord do with us? God doesn't need much time. He just needs the very second when we will be spoken to, when His word will reach us, that we say, gracious Lord, here I am, have your way with us. That's what's happened. In Romans chapter 14, we have some very serious warning. In Romans chapter 14, we have very serious warnings that the Lord has. The Lord is warning us in Romans chapter 14 from verse 13. Romans chapter 14, verse 13. Let us not, therefore, judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. This is a warning. How we to walk and live our lives before God. Get yourself strong and move on in faith with the Lord. And in verse 19 we read, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Amen. 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 Brothers and sisters, let's be honest with ourselves. A true child of God will not be striving and fighting, will not be jealous, and will not be always contentious and fighting to be in the right. Rather, he has peace with God and with himself. He has peace with himself and not starts to correct other people, but starts correcting himself to build one another, to build each other. Everything that we do amongst us, one another, it must be steered by one thought, to edify the church. I said it yesterday, I mentioned it yesterday already. In 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we read, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3.
Ihre Erbauung und Ermahnung und Tröstung. Dann geht's immer weiter.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, from verse 3. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Verse 4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Verse 5, I would that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesieth, for greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues. It is always about edifying one another. Ephesians chapter 4, we all know this scripture, very popular, very known scripture. We read about the gifts, the service that God established. That differentiates us from all others. Those who speak about the prophet from the about the message, the prophet said this, the prophet said that. We all, all of us, and I can say this before you and before the whole world, and I have done this before and said this before. No man on earth. There's no man on earth that is could be more grateful to the Lord for the commission and the commission that was given to Brother Branham. And there's no human being on earth that can look back for such a long time over to be a witness who actually witnessed that which the Lord did in our days. You know my testimony. You all know my testimony, what it was, that in 1955, I was moved, I was touched with so many tears, how I was overwhelmed as I saw, I watched how blind, born blind, received their sight, lame, stood up to walk. Then I realized that no man could do these things except God. Except God. Only God could do this. And as it is written, no man can do this which is happening except that God is with them. And over the whole, and afterwards over the whole years, the personal personal experiences that I made. And I don't know whether there is anybody here who spent 10 good years living and listening and be connected to the service of Brother Abraham. And all this would not be enough. I'm not saying this on my own, but I'm saying this on the basis of the commission that the Lord gave me. Many knew Brother Abraham, especially our friend who went with him for hunting. But that doesn't justify a commission, nor does that make one be sent. If the Lord sends and commissions somebody, then the connection is not human, but rather spiritual. My connection to the prophet, to the apostles, is not based on a natural connection, nor is it based on a natural connection to Brother Abraham, but it is based on a commission for the plan of salvation for us. It's a commission from God Almighty. And we have understood this out of grace. We have understood this out of grace. And to be honest, all those who claim to know and refer back to Brother Abraham, and also to refer back to Paul the Apostle, their thoughts are expressed. And I say it once again. I'm saying this out of gratefulness to God. Our connection to the apostles, to the prophets, it's not that we knew them personally, amen, but rather we knew the Lord personally, amen, that we received, we personally received the grace of God, that we received the grace of God and the anointment of God, an anointment of the Holy Spirit. That's where the connection was. And let's be honest, Paul wrote, and why does Peter write in his last verses, in the last verses of his last chapter, that many people will find it difficult, that will find the scriptures difficult, but their ignorance is what leads to their destruction. And this is also happened to our in our days today. The pain is great. But this is the reason, and once again, and may the Lord our God receive all the thanks, receive all thanks and honor, and what God through supernaturally done amongst us was done for one purpose, for this purpose, for us, for Him to get our attention. That He gets the attention, that He gets our attention in order for us to introduce the word which He sent us with us. I've brought a booklet with me here, which I hold in my hand now, in an English language. And here, this booklet is about the year 1977. And all the comments and statements of Brother Bram about his comments and comments about 1977. And indeed, the people were living in the expectation that 1977, something mightily would be going to happen. Either until then, or in that year, this something mightily would happen, and all the comments relating to 1977 are put in this booklet which I'm holding. And until yesterday, I did not realize that 1977, the 70 year of healing should be. But where did this man read this from? Not in the Bible. In one of the books of Uriah Smith's or whatever book it is. But we who have experienced these years and witnessed these years, we realize and know what the brothers, even though Brother Abraham said it explicitly clear that 1977 will come and pass, and it could be 10 years or 20 years or 100 years afterwards, they know it completely, but they never emphasized that anymore. They left it out. They just focus on 1977, even though Brother Bram categorically mentioned that, and I say it once again, that 1976, when the Lord spoke here to me about 10, 12 meters from where I'm now standing, spoke with a mighty voice, "My servant, go to the neighbor piece of land and dedicate it to me and build on it. For people will come out of very many nations and will be needing accommodation." And it is the truth which I'm saying, as any word which we read from the scripture. And then comes the moment when 1970, that all the brethren who visited us, that 1977 will come and pass, and nothing will happen. Nothing will happen, I told the brethren. I gathered them together. I must be honest that it is grace that I was not stoned for this, what I said. Nobody even didn't give me their handshakes. They left to Rotterdam without even saying goodbye and flew back to their country. And since then, there's been a split between me and them. And no one ever corrected anything that they said. And that's where the point is. We must have the confidence and to put the things correct. And as the scripture states, time, no, the hour, the time and the hour no one knows, and it's only God who knows the hour. And it doesn't depend on the fact that we know that hour, but rather it depends on the fact that we're ready when it comes, that we believe and we're obedient, we follow in obedience. We read out of Romans, Romans chapter 15. We read Romans chapter 15, verse 2. Romans chapter 15, verse 12, verse 2. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Then the comparison is even made with Christ our Lord. Verse 3. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Then we read from verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Amen. Amen. That we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And we continue, it goes on and on. Until verse 6, that ye may be one mind and one mouth, glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. And out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1, this word which should also go into our hearts, because it touches us personally. We know that for teaching we all agree. Because when things actually do happen to us and we have a personal experience of these things, then it is different with our confirmation, with acceptance, acceptance. When we speak about the oneness of God and the baptism of God, we all agree to the Scriptures. But when we come to the second bits, the other bits of it, leave the old man, lay aside the old man, then we have problems with it. Let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, from verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same things, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Amen. That's how the Lord wants the church to be in our time. One heart, one soul, one word, one same thing, same one faith, one baptism, one faith. Not two, three interpretations, but all being preached in original, as it's been left for us, as been left from 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's read the warning we have here. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 8 to 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 8 to 11. For we can do nothing against the truth. Thanks be to God. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 8. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Amen. We grateful, for we are glad when we are weak and He are strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. Amen. There were brethren who felt they were stronger, as they felt they were stronger than Apostle Paul, to have strength in their words, that it comes over convincingly over to the people. But Paul came to the conclusion, let yourself be corrected, that your words agree with the word of God, that your teachings are in accordance with the teachings of Christ, of the apostles also. Let yourself be corrected, brethren. Do we dare say this to the brethren? Who I don't know what they are preaching without even setting the Bible as the standards and preached out of the scripture. I need only this preaching, the preaching which is coming out of an opened Bible, a sermon where the Bible will be closed, where only there is the pretense that a couple of scriptures are being read, but then the Bible is closed, and then just to confuse people, they put the Bible aside, and then their interpretations come through. That such a preaching, such a sermon can never stand before God. God is only in His Word. Amen. And the bride is only made out of the Word and not in the theory. Apostle Paul writes further in verse 10 and 11. Let's read. Therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. Verse 10 again, therefore I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. Verse 11, finally, brethren, farewell. Apostle Paul was very particular that all false teachings will be put out, that they're blown out. And his pain was so great and worried so much, and he was referring back to his authority according to the power which the Lord had given him, giving me to edification. We read again from verse 10, the latter bit, according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. And now, verse 11, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be happy. Be happy that through the preaching of the gospel, through the preaching of the word, that people will be brought back to correctness. Those who've gone astray will be brought back to the path they would to follow through the grace of God. And by the way, brethren, be happy. Let yourself be corrected, please. Accept correction. Be one accord and hold peace among yourselves. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. Let's read verse 11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Let's read verse 11 again. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. So it would be, and so it must be, with the true bride of Christ, through His grace. And we are in the middle, in the center of this preparation. And we are following and following every scripture. And be honest, you have agreement to every word which you hear. Let yourself be corrected that nothing, no word of God is disregarded, that nobody comes, stands up and says he wants to get ready the people for his third coming, the Lord's third coming. Let nobody come among you with a scripture, with a sermon that says the seventh, the thunders is this and that. Let yourself be corrected, please. And I ask you, please, brethren, and I say this with very seriousness. Anybody who sets aside and pushes off this correction would continue in the lies and in the interpretation and will close himself out of the Word of God. And I say this in the authority of God. The seventh thunders out of Revelation chapter 10 will thunder when the Lord Himself, as the angel of the Lord, with the rainbow over his head, comes down and takes one foot on land and on sea and cries like a lion. Then the seven thunders will utter their voices. We can say three times, thus saith the Lord. The word of the Lord is even seven times. And anybody who disrespects the word of the Lord, the word of God, is purposed to stay within their lies. Because they purposely rejected the word, then the Lord gave them, allowed the spirits of deception to come unto them, to lead them astray. So, everyone who wants the blessing may believe what the scriptures say. And you notice that the word begins to split. The word separates. The Lord said, I came that those who mean and think that they see and think that they see, they will be blind. And those who know and recognize that they are blind, they shall see. My word is come. Amen. Shall we all say amen to the word of the Lord? Would you allow yourself to be corrected, my dear brother? Do we want to be corrected? Do we want to hear the word of God, to take only the word of God as a light to our path and our feet, and to get ourselves subjected to the word? And also, Brother Bram, who is a promised prophet of God, sent from God, and no one on earth has ever had such a commission. Only our Lord had such a similar commission. It's the Lord who had the sign of the Messiah, and that sign of the Messiah, which was with Christ, was that very same thing that was given to our dear brother. But the message is not out of the scripture, but is within the scriptures all. It's within the scriptures. And the godly message doesn't pass by Golgotha, but rather, and when you read and listen, when you read Brother Bram's sermons, he comes to the core, the most important bit: forgiveness, salvation, And always coming back to obedience. Every sermon he's going back to obedience. Dear brethren, we could read a lot of scriptures. I read one last scripture, and then I'll please read a word to all those who want to be baptized. If there are people here who want to be baptized. Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, verse 25. Now to him that is of power to establish you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Amen. But now it's made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Amen. Amen. Have we all heard, have we all read this scripture about the great mystery, according to the revelation of the mystery? The conclusion is giving to us here. Made known, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and we take this verse and can apply this verse to our time 100%. Now is made manifest. And by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God. Do you see the seriousness of this? Not someone, but rather the everlasting God who's made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, that he made known his plan of salvation to all nations. You've heard the gospel which has been preached to the whole nations, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Please, brethren, take it to heart. This is the godly purpose to establish obedience of faith within the bride church now before the coming of the Lord Jesus. That everything will be in agreement with God and His Word. That everything, and really everything, it will be aligned and brought back in line to the will of God, that we will correctly and rightly expect and wait for the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word waiting is written a couple of times. We who are waiting for His coming, His second coming. And we're not waiting in vain. And if brethren, a couple of people, of brethren are here who want to be baptized, have the chance today. And we read from the last verse of John chapter 13, he who believes on the Son of God has life, and he who is disobedient to him that will not see life. The one is faith, and the other is baptism. And it is worth that we fulfill all righteousness. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. He that believes and is baptized, he shall be saved. And he that does not believe is condemned. Why? Because he did not take faith, combine faith with obedience. That's why. Oh, disobedience has brought all the troubles over me, for me, and for you. All the troubles and problems is what has been brought by disobedience. But our Lord was obedient until even death. And as Paul expressed it in Galatians and also in Romans chapter 6, crucified with Christ and resurrected with Christ, that Christ's life will be revealed in us. All those who have dedicated their lives to Jesus Christ, to the Lord, who have accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior and Lord, and who believe from their hearts what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. Amen. He forgave us all our trespasses. He put all the sin on the Lamb of God, and through His and by His stripes we were healed. And you need not add anything to this. It is done. It is finished. It was done on the cross of Golgotha. Forgiveness, healing, saving, salvation is all, as long as all done for us, and as long as you accept it, then obedience follows to, is added on to faith. And this is the step you take when you baptize. Acts chapter 21, all those who heard His word, let themselves be baptized. And that's exactly what it is today. All those who have accepted the word of the Lord, the wonderful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who have received this, we don't call only and say, let yourselves be reconciled with God. Not only that, that's the first step of it, as Paul wrote, instead of Christ, I call out of the bottom of my heart, let yourselves be reconciled to God. Accept the forgiveness. Accept grace. Accept salvation. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive Him. And it is written, those who received Him, He gave power to become children of God. That's in John's Gospel, John chapter 1. And so important is the baptism. And we say this whether in Acts chapter 2, verse 8, Acts chapter 10, and also in the epistles. As we read, obedience belongs to faith. And God, the Lord, may He bless everybody and everyone who have received His word and in obedience are following, as we read here, for obedience of faith, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. That's the purpose of all the sermon today, in order to establish obedience for those who have come to faith, to believing. And may we stand up now, that we all stand up and read chapter 16. Let's stand up while we read Romans chapter 16, verse 26 again. But now is made manifest
die Herrlichkeit in alle Ewigkeit.
We read verse 27. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. We bow our heads and in quietness we search and seek the connection to God on the basis of the shed blood of the Lamb. We have access to the throne of grace and we have, through His grace, come forward at the right time to receive what God has promised us. Brothers and sisters, this weekend would be a special day. Days, yesterday and today, will be special days. Special days for us. We are confronted to make decisions and have made decisions this weekend. And we shall not leave here. We shall not leave here the way we came in. We shall make decisions, take decisions. And what is biblical about biblical topics, we will respect the Word of God. They will stay in the Word of truth and justified in the Word of truth and through obedience, the water, the Spirit and the blood, these three are one. 1 John chapter 5 verse 7, and we thank God that these three, the blood, the Word, and the Holy Spirit is working in the church of Christ Jesus. Now we want to see and ask if any brother or sister is here who is not yet baptized. I am aware and conscious that almost everybody is been baptized. Perhaps new brethren and sisters have joined us. Do we have brethren amongst us here who would like to be baptized? If that, then please raise up your hands. One hand has been raised up. The second hand, is there still any person amongst us? Brother Schmidt, he says the rest will be joining. So we shall be baptizing today. Let's then pray together. Before we do this, let me ask you this. Do we all, really, all of us, are we really ready to receive and accept the word of correction and warning, to accept the covenant of blood, to accept the blood to be sprinkled, our ears, our hands, the thumb, the right thumb, and the right leg to be anointed with the blood and anointed with the Spirit? Do we all have the desire to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Amen. Amen. Do we, as it's written in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, to be sealed with the Holy Spirit after we've received the word of truth? Amen. We've received the word of truth and we are under the forgiveness of the blood. Don't look unto yourself. Don't look unto the visible, but rather do according to Abraham, looking up unto the invisible, as if we're seeing Him, as if we're seeing Him. When we think that we know that the invisible God is Spirit, and He fills the whole eternity, and in His fullness, in life and His light, and in the beginning, He revealed Himself. and throughout the Old Testament, throughout the entire Old Testament, and then in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. He is the same God who from eternity became man in order to bring man into the original state as children, sons and daughters of God. God from which all proceed. We to Him, God revealed as Father in His Son and in the Holy Spirit, the same God in eternity, in eternity. And if there are special prayer needs, please raise your hands. The presence of God is here. Amen. The presence of God is amongst us. God bless you. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord, you faithful, eternal God, you hear our prayer, and we believe not only, Lord, that, but we are obedient, Lord. You have planted this desire, amen, that we want to be one-minded, one heart and one soul in oneness. We thank you, Lord, as Lord, bought by your blood, O Lord, purpose to be, O Lord, in your truth, to be led into all truth. O Lord Jesus, truly is written, teaching shall proceed out of Mount Zion, and the word of God from Jerusalem. Dear God, Lord, the same teaching which has proceeded from the beginning has received, has come to us at the end. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, gracious Lord. You are the beginning. You are the first and the last. And how you were amongst the beginners, you will be with us as the last, the last. Please vindicate yourself to us through salvation, through liberation, to set the captives free and every bondage of Satan. Set us free, Lord, and baptize us with fire and with spirit. Touch each of us, our bodies, and grant us healing, Lord. Do also miracles. Oh, miracles of healing to vindicate your word, Lord. To vindicate your presence amongst us here, Lord, in this congregation. We've heard your, in your presence, no man will remain the same. No sinner, no wrongdoer, evildoer. Everybody's helped. Everybody's corrected. Everybody's saved. In your presence, everybody will be blessed and healed and saved. Precious Savior, Lord, we have our petition, Lord, that all your servants who are preaching the word, that they have find grace to be corrected, Lord, that the unity, Lord, that there won't be any destruction of the oneness and the oneness, that you they all be corrected through your word and through your Holy Spirit, Lord. Grant it. Grant grace, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, Lord, please grant our brethren who are preaching and distributing and sharing the word, who mean, Lord, to be sharing the message, Lord, grant grace that they know you, that they know your grace. Grant grace, Lord, as we just read it in the Leviticus chapter 8, that all those who are sharing your word, that all in your house, that they first apply the blood of forgiveness. They apply it to their hands, to their feet, to their ears, as is written, as we read in Leviticus chapter 8. And may the complete gathering of your people to be a congregation, Lord, of priests in unity and harmony, that right from their head until their soles of their feet will be dedicated to you and committed and subject to you, that the church of the living God will be anointed and, Lord, will be made available to your, Lord, service. Hear me, my prayer, O Lord God, and I bring this through to the throne, the throne of grace, as important and the seriousness of it, Lord, at this hour, on the basis of the prophecy, the word of prophecy, and we understand that the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, that indeed is before the door, indeed is before the door. And because of this, we ask you, together, Lord, remember your covenant, Lord, and the covenant of your blood and your people. Remember your servants, all those who carry your word and who carry your message, the message from you, Lord. Oh, grant us unity, Lord. Speak yourself through. Let us, Lord, be corrected. Respect my words. Subject yourself in order under the powerful hand of God. First, all those who are preaching the word, and secondly, those who are listening, are hearers of the word. God, my precious Lord, you have requested order, and it shall be, and may it be today. Now, that everyone is united in one heart with one soul. You, Father, in us, and I in them, that we might and all be one. Grant it, Lord Jesus, and I thank you that your prayer has been heard. Praises, praises, honor be your holy, holy, holy name. Wonderful name, Lord Jesus, now and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I see that here is a request. Here is a request brought forward. We would like to have a child dedication. Then may you stand, keep standing, and may the parents who want their children or child to be dedicated, may they come forward. I love him. I love him. Thanks be to God, our Lord. Praise, praises be to God. Precious Lord, you everlasting, faithful God, you have granted our brethren a sound child, a jewel, and they bring him back to you. They have taken a very nice biblical name. Remember the promise, Lord, that you made through the prophet Joel, Lord. Oh, that you promised to return all the years which the worm, the canker, destroyed, to bring back things in the original state. Joel, may you be dedicated to the Lord. May you be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed be the entire family in the name of the Lord Jesus, of the Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen.
You may take your seats shortly, please. Time is run out. We're grateful and really grateful to the Lord. Brother Schmidt says, the best is before us. Yes, the Lord has purposed and left the best for the ending. Please remember me in your prayers. We will make another trip, if the Lord will. In August, we'll be traveling. I'm traveling to Kenya, Rwanda, and Mauritius, to Madagascar, and then to South Africa, and then back. And I'll return, if the Lord permits, after the third weekend. The third weekend, the Wednesday, and I'll travel again to Romania for the fourth weekend, and then the last weekend will be in Zurich. And so we've planned the time. We need to make good use of the time, so it's written. Make good use of the time, for it's an evil time. Brother Tati will accompany me. I am very grateful that God the Lord has called men with the skills of the various languages, that the word of the Lord will be carried throughout the world. Thanks be to our God for the part which the Lord has given us and has honored us to carry His holy word throughout the whole world. Please take with you greetings from the furthest north, Finland and all the Scandinavian countries, and further over to Poland, Czech Republic, and Slovakia, Romanian, Italian, Switzerland, Austria, France, and Belgium. May God the Lord bless you all. Yes, may He be merciful to us, grant us His peace and His blessing. May we stand up. May we stand up, and all those who want to be baptized, may you come forward. All those who want to be baptized, we'll extend our greetings once again to all people, countries, races, and nations. May God bless South Africa, those in South Africa, and from one end to the other. Amen. And remember the word that we read today, please. And may God the Lord, may He help us. For He keeps His word, and He won't return without fulfilling the purpose to which it has been sent. Come forward, brethren. We would commit and ask the Lord, commit you to the Lord. Precious Lord, you gracious God, you have called our dear brethren. They've come to faith. They have received and accepted you, and you have shown grace to them, have mercy to them, and you've made them yours, your property.
bless them and be with them. Bless also the sister that came forward. Would you be with her, Lord? She doesn't want only to believe. She wants to be obedient, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless our brothers, Lord. May you, O Lord, be merciful to them. I feel, Lord, I know and realize your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. You're present, Lord. You have not only spoken, Lord, you act, you are acting, you're vindicating your word. I thank you, Lord. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Lord, for this. And all those who followed your word carefully, they believe all. Amen. Those who believe, say amen. All those who believe, say amen. May the whole world hear, and may the whole world see that the Lord is responsible. And he is responsible that his unadulterated word is preached here. That not only the ears, the hand and the feet, and also the lips, as it was with Isaiah. Precious Lord, you've sent out, you've given the commission, and you confirm your word on all those who hear and believe. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you that today, that the blood of the covenant, through the word of the covenant, that you're vindicating. Oh, the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will fall mightily and deeply in our hearts and fall on us mightily, that, Lord, we will receive the biggest blessing. Amen. Great God, we thank you once again for this weekend, Lord, for this day, and ask once again, Lord, bless the whole ends of the world. The winner of Golgotha. Oh, Lord, the triumph. We thank you, Lord, today. We thank you for the victory you granted. Oh, the victory. Oh, as it is written, death is swallowed in the victory. Death, where is your sting? Hell, where is, oh, your victory? Thanks be to God. He who gave us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Before now, we'll sing this chorus. I would like to ask Brother Erich Schmidt to come forward and to... His brother Erich Schmidt amongst us, may he come forward to baptize the people. We would ask you, Brother Erich, to do the baptism, to baptize the people. And you would go with Brother Paul Schmidt. He knows the way. Amen. He knows the way. Thanks be to God. We're thankful to the Lord for all our brethren here in the local church here. They spend their time and talents, have dedicated their time and talents to the Lord. Who is grateful that there is such a clear, oh, preaching of the word. Who is grateful? Amen. Gracious, great Brother Gilbert, bring greetings and take greetings with you. Take greetings to Prague, to Bratislava. God the Lord be bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sei gepriesen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Und alles Volk sagt Amen.
And the entire congregation says Amen. 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 May the Lord's grace be with you.